The latest from podnews.net.
Is the prorogation happening or not? Is it legal or not? Is it illegal in Scotland but legal in England? When will we know?
Brexit Cast, a popular podcast from the BBC, is now being shown on the TV while still coming from a podcast studio. We link to a video clip from our show notes in our newsletter today. The permanent nature of podcasting may not always be welcome. Apparently, racist comments made by a new cast member of Saturday Night Live, an American TV show, have been unearthed from the Matt and Shane secret podcast last year. Adweek in the US have launched their Adweek Podcast of the Year Awards. Entries are open now. Fast Company feature Elysium Watch, the podcast, apparently the world's most esoteric podcast. We'll say so, it's not even in Apple. Pandora has released a desktop app for users of Windows. It doesn't let you stream podcasts, though. Spotify has bought Sound Better, a music production marketplace, which will be integrated into Spotify for Artists. US music industry magazine Billboard writes a long piece about music licensing for podcasts, as you'd expect. It's more detailed than many, indicating that a freelance music clearance agent is able to clear tracks, and pointing out that every hour a consumer spends with a podcast could be one less he or she spends listening to music. Of note, the Dutch version of iTunes on desktop has a Podcasts in English page, which is interesting. Fireside have released a new web player with a bunch of new features, including speed controls and a waveform visualization. Meanwhile, Transistor have also rolled out their own new web player as well. And Spreaker Studio is now fully compatible with Chromebooks, the best-selling laptops on Amazon. And if you want a library of 50,000 free sound effects like this strange noise, then you want zapsplat.com. And in podcasts today, Weird Work, a podcast about people who do strange things for a living, has taken a break from interviewing international pizza consultants and obituary writers to interview Maeyan Plaut, the podcast librarian from Radio Public. And over 300,000 people in the US may have Lyme disease, a hard-to-diagnose illness spread by ticks. Living with Lyme from Someone with the Illness focuses on the disease with education and advocacy. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.